I'm very pleased to know Lapsang Sangay. He has testified before the United States Congress in the past on the issue of Tibet, and I principally know him from his visits to Washington as an expert on international law and how it applies to the Tibetan people. He is a lawyer, or he has a doctorate of law and master's law from Harvard University in the United States, and he is an articulate representative of Tibetan issues and has been in Washington on occasion.
Has he ever lived in Tibet?
No, he hasn't lived in Tibet. He was born in a Tibetan refugee community in Darjeeling, India, and grew up in India, like many Tibetans of his generation in there. I suppose Lobsang is in his 40s now.
I guess he's not really had much opportunity because of that to really visit, to spend time in Tibet.
He has tried to visit Tibet. It's normal, unfortunately, though not appropriate, but the Chinese do withhold visas from many Tibetans who wish to return to Tibet, and I believe that was the case for Lobsang.
Do you know how he will, in the future, deal with China on the Tibetan issue?
No, I don't. You know, the role of the Kalantripa has been predominantly an administrative role within the Tibetan exile government, or I should say at the top of the exile government, and has been more prominent in recent years on the international stage, certainly as the Dalai Lama had a very close relationship with the current Kalantripa, Professor Sumdo Rinpoche, and raised his visibility and ceded a great deal of authority to him. That process, as we all know, has been accelerated, or is being accelerated, according to the Dalai Lama's desire to completely devolve his political authority in the government in exile. So I imagine Lobsang Sangay, who is somebody who is well-traveled, who has lived in the West, will spend much more time as an international advocate for Tibet than previous Kalantripas have. And in that capacity, I'm sure he will articulate the policy of the Tibetan government in exile towards China. And he has been able in academia to reach out very deliberately to Chinese academics. This has been a diplomatic track that I think is important. It has been fruitful in that the exchanges have been frank and seem to be genuine, something that you don't often get at the very highest level with the Chinese. Although I haven't talked to him about it directly, I think he has made some comment about how he would like to continue to keep this track open. I don't know if that will be possible in his very visible role as Kalantripa.